It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, let's talk about Lizzo. I'm not laughing about Lizzo because that is not funny. I was telling a story off the air that was funny. No, Lizzo, yesterday we talked about how she's being accused by three former backup dancers of basically creating a hostile work environment, sexually harassing them, you know, making them do things they were uncomfortable doing.
All very awkward things.
Yeah, and then it got really awkward because multiple people came out yesterday saying that Lizzo is not a good person. And I'm like, oh my God.
This is getting worse.
This is getting more awkward by the minute. Her former documentary director slammed her as arrogant, self-centered, and unkind.
That sounds like most celebrities. No, no blame.
Yeah, Beyonce took her out of her show because, you know, I just saw Beyonce, so I can actually speak on this. There is a part of the show where Beyonce names all these, like, powerful, famous women.
Yeah, powerful women in the music industry.
Yeah, and she's, like, naming them off in the middle of the song, and Lizzo's one of those women.
Right.
Last night, she pulled Lizzo out of that.
She didn't say Lizzo's name.
For the first time. Ooh. Didn't say. Yeah, pulled it.
That means her team is on top of it going, not that name.
And that they probably believe these allegations if they're pulling it. Do you see what I'm saying?
If the queen is pulling your name from the song, let's be honest, there's got to be something.
Yeah, because the lawsuit alleges that she forced some of these dancers to do things they didn't want to do that involve sex acts. I mean, it's like all kinds of stuff in strip clubs. So it's so awkward.
I don't even know what to say. What?
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás, Allie?
Muy bien, y tú?
I'm good. How are you, Allie? Good? Me too. Yo también.
Now that I remembered, I got my yearbook out and realized I was in the Spanish club.
Now that I know you were the president of the Spanish club, I'm quizzing you in Spanish every day.
I didn't say I was the president. I said I was in Spanish club, but I forgot.
Oh, my bad. I made that part up.
In only two of the 4 years in high school, if I'm being fair. And I forgot all the Spanish I knew anyway.
We're refreshing it, dog.
We're refreshing it is right. So, DZ, I want to talk to you coming up next about self-care and something that is important to all of us.
Okay.
I have something where I realize I'm actually taking care of myself more than I thought.
Oh, okay. That's good.
We all have a thing. You might not even realize you're doing something good for yourself.
Right.
We're going to point it out next. Kiss FM. We got Jonas Brothers tickets, 7:45 this morning. You better be here to win them.
Don't be goofy and don't miss it.
No, they're going to be at the Pfizer Forum in November, and we're excited about it. So it's Allie and DZ, and I got to tell you, DZ, there is one way to know how I feel about myself.
What do you mean by that, though?
It means there is one thing I do as far as self-care where you can usually tell, oh, Allie is taking very good care of herself these days.
But
versus she's not. It's visual.
Okay, so what is it?
My nails.
Your nails?
My nails. When I get my nails done, and my friend Callie and I were just talking about this, it's a direct correlation to our mental health at the time. If I'm getting them done, I'm in a good place.
For real.
If I stop and you come in, there was like a week where I didn't have them, like a month ago. I was having a rough week, but then I went and got them back. So it doesn't mean that I have to have nails to mean I feel good about myself.
Sure.
But it does say Allie's going and taking care of herself today.
That's when you know you've gone above and beyond and you are on point with your star player, which is yourself.
Myself.
Right.
So a friend of mine who I've made a new friend, and I met her because I interviewed her because she has a bereavement nonprofit and she lost her husband to cancer a couple years ago. So we started hanging out. And I said, let's go get our nails done.
Girl's
and
day.
She never gets her nails done. She only does feet. Like, she does her pedicure, and we were going to go to pedicure.
Okay.
And I said, you sure you don't want to do nails? It makes me feel so much better about myself.
And she was iffy.
She's like, And then she wanted to wear a white or a gray color. I said, get some color. Pick something bright. Come on.
Okay. So pick a pop or something, girl.
It's going to affect your mental health. Pick a more upbeat color.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, okay, I'll pick this like teal turquoise. They did her nails. They looked great. Mm-hmm. She came out. She texted me. She goes, thanks for pushing me. I love my nails. And I feel really good now. I'm really glad I did it. And I
Weepa.
Said, oh, I said, now you're happy and I'm happy. We're all happy.
Everybody's happy. We good.
Yeah. But I've realized that's one of my self-care go-tos on how I'm feeling about myself and how much I want to essentially take care of myself.
Right. Because if your nails done, your mind's right.
Yeah. Even a pedicure, right?
Right.
Like everything. Because I took the time to go make the effort.
I hear it. It's as far as like the effort and then the perception. Like mm-hmm. you feel more intact.
Yeah, I look at my nails and I feel prettier. I feel prettier. Like I feel more feminine. Like everything. Like, but you take them off and I feel, I don't know, not.
Not.
Yeah.
That's really interesting,
isn't that
funny? Yo. Because I'm trying to think of like what kind of self-care routines mm-hmm. that I have that are similar.
Well, some people know when they go to the gym, they're taking care of themselves yep. and then they go through spurts where they don't. They know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What would yours be?
I mean, I've been out of the gym and yeah. trying to get back in for so long that I can't even consider it self-care no more just because it's been a huge flow.
Yeah.
Right?
You've been busy.
Yeah, well, yeah, busy. But that's just something I like to do. I don't really consider that self-care, but I do feel
but
good when I am working out. I don't consider that a self-care routine for me, though. For me.
Mm.
Right?
It doesn't make you feel better when you leave there.
Yeah, but it's not about self-care. Like it's just what I feel right doing. It feels good. I like getting the sweat in. I feel healthier. It's not necessarily making me feel like mm-hmm. a better person or better looking or prettier or more confident, stuff like that, right?
Yes.
But something I do actually do for self-care.
What?
Disassociate. I'll play video games, mindless.
You check out.
I check out.
Which can be healthy and not healthy, depending on the situation. Yes.
True, true. Technically, I like to do it in healthy ways, which is.
That's fine.
Zone out, play some video
play
games.
A game.
I've been on a crazy FIFA kick lately. So it's like, I'll get home some days and go, boop.
Wait, FIFA's like soccer?
Soccer, yeah.
I just had to make sure. I'm like, what the hell's FIFA?
My bad.
And
for anybody that doesn't
know. I'm stupid here right now, and I'm like, what the hell's FIFA?
Well, the FIFA World Cup is going on right now. Women's World Cup, they're going crazy.
That's why DZ keeps leaving the studio.
Mm-hmm, because Colombia is currently playing Morocco right now.
Our TV is broken, and you have to go to the other room to see what the score is.
He's got
to
pop next door.
Pull it up on your computer like a normal person.
No, it's not streaming anywhere. Oh. Like, it's a whole bunch of restrictions. Like, it's got to be. Yeah,
okay,
listen,
anyway.
Drama. But well, I've been playing video games. That's my self-care routine, video
somebody
games.
Somebody texted in and said, for men, it's haircuts. And I'm like, oh, a lot of guys have to go a lot, very often, to get their hair done, and you can... I get that.
That doesn't check out for me.
Well, yeah, because you don't get it like...
I don't feel like I need to get a haircut as a routine. And it is a lot of people's self-care, but not mine again.
A lot of people go every... Dudes go every couple of weeks.
Every
I know a lot
weeks.
Of dudes. I'm like, that's often.
Most of my guys got standing appointments with their barbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you pay ahead, you ready to go. Like, hey, I'm going to see you next Thursday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see you in 2 Fridays. Yada, yada.
So this is, I'm assuming, a woman texted this in and said her self-care, she knows when she's taking care of herself is straightening my hair. She said, then I know I have my stuff together. LOL.
Interesting.
I'm like, okay, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. What is it that you do for your self-care or you know when you're taking care of yourself versus not?
Right.
I mean, if I'm not cooking, I haven't been cooking a lot lately. I started meal prepping again. That's another big one for me.
Self-care routine.
Yeah. What are you doing? Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. How do you take care of yourself? Self-care. I was telling DZ that I realized when my nails are done, I feel so much better about myself. And it is a direct correlation to my mental health.
I'm going to be looking at your nails every day now.
You should.
Just to make sure.
Well, if they're not there, you'll know. And then I'll say something like, oh, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
And I'm going to be like, no, you're not. Go get your nails done right now, Allie. Leave and go get your nails done.
Just look at me and go, is everything okay? And if I say yes, just believe it. It just means I didn't have time to go get my nails done that week.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But it makes me feel better. Better about myself. We all have our things. Let's go to, how about Melanie and Racine this morning? Pull her up and see what her thing is. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your self-care go-to that you know you're taking care of yourself?
I agree with you. It's nails and eyebrows.
Ah, eyebrows.
Eyebrows is a big one. When I can tell the same thing with as Melanie's talking about. When they haven't been plucked or waxed in a while,
mm-hmm.
you're slacking.
You feel different and you feel like, look at him.
You just don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which sometimes is okay. But it's a correlation.
Yeah. No, Melanie, I hear it. Eyebrows for sure. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people will agree with that one.
Yeah, and somebody texted in and said, when I do my makeup, that's another one. Makeup is work.
And there's levels to it, too, because what I've learned recently recently, whether it's a full face, half face, quarter face, third face, or two face, you know?
And it depends on the girl, because I don't wear, I barely wear makeup. And,
true.
And so, like, and I don't care. That has nothing to do with my how I feel about myself.
My wife would agree. She rarely wears too much makeup.
But some women,
ever.
It is a correlation of how they feel that day. It totally is. So.
My grandmother, she would have never stepped foot outside the house with her full face on, earrings, red lips.
My grandma, too.
Man.
My grandma had a wig and everything.
That was ultimate self-care. Oh. She wasn't stepping out without being dunned up. And I know that's right.
Old school. And they would dress up.
Yep.
Screw
Melanie.
That. Thanks for calling, Melanie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Whoever texted in, mine is the Brazilian wax.
It might be my wife. I'll tell you right now if it is, because it
honestly,
very well could be.
Honestly, it's not your wife, I don't think. But it
might
be.
That's not the number.
Getting waxed and grooming is taking care of yourself. That's how you know, like, your correlation with your mental health.
Does the Brazilian fall in line with a haircut?
I guess.
Maybe.
You could book in advance.
Standing appointments.
One hurts a little more, but let's go to Lindsay this morning, who is in Franksville. Lindsay, tell us about your Brazilian wax. Don't, I'm kidding. Lindsay's like, I don't
wax. Haven't done that.
That's okay.
She's a different self-care routine on this side, but y'all do y'all. Okay.
To each their own. All right, Lindsay, what's your self-care go-to?
It's funny you mentioned nails, because I learned very young to watch my fiance's nails because she will pick them when she's feeling very anxious. Mm-hmm. So when she's, going through that and all of a sudden has no nail polish, I was like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
It's her sign to check in with her, like, hey, how you feeling?
I called her out on a couple of days because we were sitting and all of a sudden I see her picking her nail polish. I'm like, you doing okay? Like, what's going on?
You're such a good wifey. Look at that. And no offense, DZ, but such a woman to pick up on that and be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're picking your nail polish and is everything all right?
I mean, I'm not offended because I definitely know when my wife is stressed. You know?
Now.
Nah, my wife does very different things when she's stressed. And I know her quirks too. You feel me?
What are they? Go.
She sucks her thumb when she's stressed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She sucked her thumb for a very long time. And when she's kind of stressed out, she'll pop her thumb in her mouth. That's why I know to ask her, like, you good? Like, how you feeling? You know, because it's like a reversion. You know, she reverts and it's a comfort for her.
Yeah.
Very much a comfort.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for calling and good looking out for your wifey.
You guys have a good one.
Bye.
You too. Bye. See, I'm a good wifey too.
You are a good wifey. Danny's in Oak Creek. Let's see if he's a good wifey or not. And if he gets a Brazilian wax to judge his mental health or not. Hey, Danny.
What up?
I'm kidding about the wax.
I get the mankini wax.
He gets the banana hammock special.
Somebody texted in and said going to the gym every morning is how they know if they're doing good or not. But you know how it correlates with your mental health. What's your thing, Danny?
I mean, I got a lot of things, but we got a really nice backyard we set up. My wife and I put together flowers and lights and a jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. We got waterfall, fountains, all that stuff. And it's just nice to go out there. We talk.
Yep.
The kids come out and talk to us. We got the dogs out. We got friends that come over. It's just, I think if you just have a bad day, you got a stress reliever, you know, you talk about it. I love it back there. It's quiet. We got a quiet neighborhood.
You've created a space and you've put your time into it. And that's where you go to relax now.
His own little oasis.
Exactly. I love it. It's a nature thing. And nature is like so good for the soul. Like it's one of those things you should have more of when you're struggling and people don't do that.
Yeah. I actually like that a lot.
I learned that in therapy and stuff. So it's really good.
Fresh air.
Fresh air. Everything.
Sunshine. Yeah. A little vitamin D in your life.
Think about it. Like,
all that.
We're part of nature at the end of the day. Like, we are in it, but we go inside the air conditioning and all the
electronics.
And the electronics and, you know, mess with our brains. Yeah. And there's something to be in nature. It is good for you.
We should appreciate the energy outside, not so much the energy inside,
But at the same time, there's a new episode of my show on, so I gotta go.
I'm starting to sweat. Ew. Time to go back inside.
Well, there's bugs everywhere.
Sometimes we bring the TV out.
To see Danny's like, well, I mean, it's about comforts, right?
But at least you're outside, Danny.
That's what's up, man. Great self-care routine, brother.
Right. Thanks for calling, Danny.
Yep.
Bye.
Happy first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, everybody.
It does start today. Hey! Yeah.
Get to see the big Ferris wheel when you drive by on 94.
I ain't gonna lie. I love watching the light display that they do on it, the smiley face, mm-hmm. all that on the Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. Man, the fair's fun.
And then in 3 months, it'll be a big pumpkin.
For real.
Actually, as soon as the state fair is over, it'll be a big pumpkin.
It turns into a pumpkin.
We know what's going on here. No, but it is the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, and it is Treat Yourself Thursday, all brought to you by Wendy's, where you can order a Baconator with their late night menu. They're open till midnight or later, and hours may vary. But I do want to talk about the State Fair because it kicks off today. Do you know what the most popular and most famous Wisconsin State Fair food is? I'm going to give you a chance to answer.
Let me guess.
Feel free to text in at 414-533-1037 while DZ's contemplating. What is the most famous one?
You know what? I'm pretty confident.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, go.
I'm going to say it's the foot-long corn dog.
You think it's the corn dog?
Yeah, the foot-long.
But not the regular.
No, not the regular. Got to be the footy.
Right.
You know, the foot-long corn dog from the Wisconsin State Fair is the fan favorite.
You think it's the foot-long. You know what I would have said?
Final answer.
I would have said the corn.
Oh, the corn.
Can't go wrong with corn.
Everybody does love corn. It's corn.
And if it wasn't corn, the only other thing left would have been the milk. Because for years, I don't even know if they still do the milk, but for years people would be like, I'm going to the fair to get milk.
Okay.
And I'd
fresh?
Be like, what?
Unpasteurized?
They loved it. Well, somebody texted in the correct answer. Oh, and there's another correct answer and another one.
Mine wasn't correct?
Nope.
Oh, what was it?
It's the cream puff, DZ.
Oh, duh.
That's what I said. As soon as I saw that, I went, duh.
Duh.
And now we're getting cream puff. Everybody's texting in the right
answer.
It's
literally
Good
called
job.
The Wisconsin State Fair cream puff. I feel so dumb. And I'm in the cream puff eating contest.
A week from today, everybody.
Not the corn dog eating contest.
If you're free next week at 11, come to the fair and watch DZ compete. I'm going to be his coach screaming at him like a psycho. And we're going to be at the fair next Thursday. If you go for lunch, maybe you are free this summer, show up and we'll be there. But the cream puff, DZ, is the most popular Wisconsin State Fair food, or most famous, I should say.
Of course
Not
it
popular,
is.
I should say famous.
Of course it
Been
is.
Been sold since 1924.
Dang.
Almost 500,000 are consumed every year.
It's coming up on 100 years old. Dang,
oh my gosh,
the cream puff is old.
Next year is the 100 years.
The cream puff is 99 years old.
Oh, dude.
Yo.
Still don't like them, though. But I love the fair. Love you, State Fair. All right, let's get into What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What's the problem today?
So Holly wrote into the show.
Oh.
And Holly got some friend problems going down. But it's not what you might think.
Oh.
So listen.
Okay.
Said a few weeks ago, I was stopping by a friend's house after work to bring back some things I had borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell her I was stopping by, but that's not uncommon for us to do. When I got there, I noticed another one of our friend's cars was there too. Not thinking anything of it, I went to the back door to scare them both. But when I got there, I saw them both embraced pretty intimately. So much so they didn't even notice me. I stood there in shock for a second before running back to my car and leaving.
Somebody's sneaking around.
I don't think it's weird at all, just unsure why they wouldn't tell us they're dating or together.
Hmm.
We've all been close for almost 10 years now. He's a great guy and she's amazing. Both are some of my best friends. And if they're happy, I'm happy. I just can't stop thinking about it. !
Mm-hmm.
Should I say something about it or just leave them alone? Help me out, please, Holly.
What do you mean, should you say something? I would have kicked down the door and been like, what's going on?
What are y'all doing?
Okay, what would DZ do, though? What's going on? Holly's friends are hooking up and they're not telling. She caught them screwing around. She doesn't understand why they're keeping it a secret.
Caught them friends canoodling.
Hmm.
Gee.
What?
I don't know if I'm sure.
All right, well, then let's take a break, and afterwards you can tell me what you would do.
Yeah.
All right, 414-533-1037. What should Holly do? She just found out her friends are dating and they're keeping it a secret. Should she say something or just leave them alone? We'll discuss next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, spit it out. What's your advice? Because Holly caught her friends messing around. She doesn't know why they're keeping it a secret. Two people in the friend group are hooking up. maybe dating. We don't know.
Right.
Why is it a secret?
Well, right, because Holly pulled up to the house friend's house and saw them canoodling, so she ran away. Mm-hmm. All right.
What's your advice, DZ?
My advice? Yeah. Don't say something.
Yeah.
Just start dropping hints. Uh-huh. Make insinuations. When you guys are now all together.
Oh, be mature about it.
Yeah. I mean, you said it in fewer words. Well, but dog, start going, oh, you guys look so cute together. Oh my gosh, I never realized how great of a couple you guys would make. Wow, have you? Yeah, oh, make it weird, because then they're going to talk on the back end and go, do you think they know? Do you think we should tell them?
You know why I support this? Because they're keeping it a secret, so you want to play your, we're going to play your game.
Play the game.
We're going to be just as immature as you and keep this a secret. Do passive-aggressive comments the whole time.
Because then it gives them the opportunity to say something, or it gives them the opportunity to now completely dissolve and go, never mind. Because maybe they're just trying it out.
It's true. It's true. Well, Sue is calling from Eagle this morning. Good morning, Sue. How's it going?
Okay. And you?
Good.
Good, good.
You heard DZ's advice. What's your advice?
I'd say the same thing. Leave him alone. Can't help you before you fall in love with.
Oh, he didn't say leave him alone.
Oh, I definitely didn't say leave him alone,
Sue. He said
Sue.
Screw with him, and I'm in.
I said leave him alone.
Why do you think they're keeping it a secret, though?
Right.
Only time will tell.
Ah.
You know what, Sue? Enough with these one-liners, these memes and quotes you're throwing at me. She's like, time
these
will
deep
tell,
quotes.
Allie.
She's love like, is love.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. Or maybe it won't. But Sue is saying,
the
leave him alone.
The grass is always greener.
And maybe their grass is pretty green right now. Why are you going to mess with that?
Yeah, maybe they're having fun sneaking around. Like, maybe there's some fun to it.
It's part of their relationship. It's maybe like it's part of their thrill.
It's like having an affair, but they're not doing anything wrong. Get it?
Oh,
exactly.
They're just not telling the friend group.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it feels naughty.
When they're ready to say anything, they'll be ready.
That, but leave it up to them is what Sue's saying. Don't touch it. Let it go.
She's right. Until one of us gets drunk and we shout out, we know everything.
We know y'all are dating.
You're liars.
Thanks for the call,
Sue.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Dan is calling from Waukesha. Dan's almost got his own theme song.
Today's day three.
Day three, Dan. Look at you.
Strong.
I know. I'm moving up in the world. I love it.
Let's go.
About to be a regular on this show. Dan, what's your advice?
You know what? I'm going to keep it real simple. Not my bull, not my rodeo, not my monkey, not my circus. You know, at the end of the day, you just got to walk away from the situation. You don't know what the motive is, why they're doing it. I would tell them, walk away. It kind of reminds me of when you're a kid and you found out what the Christmas present is prior to Christmas, right?
Ah!
You just gotta, for real, though, you just got to pretend like you have no idea, you know, and just be able to play along with it.
But Dan, Holly can't stop thinking about it. It's consuming her life right now. She's literally thinking of two friends that she's been friends with for almost 10 years, keeping a secret from them. Wouldn't that irk you?
Yeah.
No, you know what? You know what I'm going to tell you? That's on her. She's messing with their business. You got to step away from the game, you know?
What if I don't want to step away?
What if I want to be in the business?
It's not your game. It's not your business. It's not your bull. It's not your rodeo. Did you not listen to Dan?
There's a lot of things that aren't my game or my business, and I'm still involved.
I'm keeping it real here. You know,
that's facts.
Being honest.
Just keeping it a buck, Dan. We love it.
Dan's right. Dan's doing the right thing. Just letting them be.
Fair.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Day four.
All right, last but not least, Amanda is in Racine. Let's pull her up. Got her own theme song. Amanda! My heart skipped a beat. I thought you were going to miss it. Amanda.
The horror that would be.
The horror.
I got you.
Oh, thank goodness. We were like 2 seconds behind. I got scared. Amanda was off her game today.
But Amanda's still
She's
on point.
Here. Amanda, what do you think Holly should do about these friends that are dating and keeping it a secret?
Yeah, so this reminds me of my sister-in-law. We have a really good relationship, and we kind of like pop in whenever kind of thing at each other's houses.
Yeah.
I would have said it right then and there when they were kissing. I'd be like, oh.
Amanda would have banged on the door like, whoa.
Thank you, and that's why I like Amanda. See, that's why we're friends, okay? Because
I've done that before with my sister. I'm like, oh, there's a car here. Oh, who's this guy?
Who's home?
I'm not gonna lie, I've been busted for that too in my neighborhood. My neighbors have been like, why was there a green truck in your driveway? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Green truck? Never seen. I don't even know the color green.
There is no green truck, but I made that up.
I was over there and do that too. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Trust me, my neighbors do that to me all the time. I'm like, no, nothing.
So Amanda wouldn't have even walked away from the door. She would have found out right then, right there, what the deal was.
But I'm not the Amanda. I'm with you on that, girl. I would have done the same thing.
Amanda and you would have been pounding on the door talking about spill the tea now.
It would have been like
how
this.
Long?
Like, let's do a little like
role play. I mean,
okay.
We did improv, of course. Let's go.
I'm gonna pretend you're the person making out with our friends.
Okay.
Oh my god! Sheila and John, what are you doing?
She was choking and I was saving her life.
Are you two making out? Are you playing hot dogs and donuts?
Hot dogs and donuts.
Are you two having fun without everybody? This is a family affair.
And this is why we say, not my bull, not my rodeo.
Speak for yourself. Got your tickets to see Jonas Brothers, 7:45. Less than 30 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
It is coming up, and you going to win them. I believe in you.
Yes, and if you are going to get out of your car or maybe leave your house, maybe you're listening on your Alexa or whatever.
A lot of maybes, yeah.
Just pull up the Odyssey app on your phone or your tablet. You can listen that way.
That's right.
I bring up the Odyssey app because I have decided, DZ, that I'm getting Owen, my oldest, a phone.
No.
I am.
You gonna do it?
I am.
It's time for the cell phone. Time for the cell phone.
He's gonna be 12.
Oh, yeah.
So I've pushed it off long enough.
Right.
Going into sixth grade, does he need one?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because
I'd love to say no, but no longer can you say no. Yes.
You can't say no anymore. And as a single mom trying to get a hold of my kids sometimes, if they're home alone or whatever, I can call them on the Alexa. It's not enough. The power went out one day. I couldn't get a hold of them. I was so pissed.
And then you're over here thinking like, what's going on? What are they doing? Are they okay? They're fine. But no, they weren't.
It was during the day and Owen freaked out and ran to the neighbors, even though it was during the day when the power went out.
So he wasn't fine.
He had no way to get a hold of me and he was scared. But I said, it was daytime, dude. You're fine.
He wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah. I was running errands or something, but it was fine. And he keeps asking, and I said, that's it. I need to be able to get a hold of you.
It's time to get him a phone.
Because I never left them before. And if I did, there was always somebody watching them.
Right. They weren't alone.
This is the first year where they are independent, old enough, self-sufficient.
Yep.
I can leave them for a couple of hours, you know, and they're fine. But I need him to have a phone.
He needs to be reachable.
Well, then I tell him, okay, it's happening.
Yeah.
And I talked to his dad and I said, are you okay with this? And he said, yeah, go ahead, because we were going to do it anyway for his 12th birthday.
Bet.
So his dad was like, I'm fine with that. I think he's responsible enough. And I said, I agree. He's matured a lot. So you know what this kid does?
What?
This kid. He comes in yesterday and he goes, Mom, so I was thinking, there's this Transformers set I want and it's $100. So maybe we should wait on the phone. And I'm like, this kid's trying to renegotiate and give up the phone now and spend the phone money. I'm like, this is not what's going on right now.
Does he think that the Transformers toy and the phone equate to the same price point? Because you are very mistaken, my good sir.
I'm like, you're not getting a toy instead of the phone now that you know the phone costs some money.
You gonna call me on the Transformers toy?
What the hell?
How am I going to reach you then?
I said, no, we're not getting, put it on your birthday list.
This is how you know he's still on that like threshold of that kid energy, because he's going, I'll give up my cell phone that I don't even have yet. If you will consider, a.k.a. if you will buy me this Transformers toy for $100.
And this is how these kids negotiate with me. I'm like, you're unbelievable now.
You know what I'd say?
Like I did?
Well, probably.
What would you say?
But jokingly, I would have been like, okay, that's fine. We could get you the toy, but then we're taking that money out of your phone fund. So you're going to, instead of getting a $1,000 phone, you will be getting a $900 phone. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That's a flip Nokia at this rate, bro.
Yeah, at this point, we're going to keep dwindling down. One more Transformer toy. One more Pokemon toy. One more Minecraft toy. Next thing you know, we're at a
landline. You'll get this man a house phone.
We're at a pay by use. Like, where you load time onto it now. Now we're using a phone that you pay ahead.
We call those burners.
Burners.
Get him a burner phone. Honestly,
hold on.
That might not. Or what if exactly you upgrade? If you're available for an upgrade, you could do that.
DZ, I'm upgraded. I'm not giving this kid my phone.
No, yours is too upgraded.
Too upgraded. I'm upgraded. This is the 13, I think, or something. I don't even know what.
Okay.
I don't even know what number iPhone I'm on. It's up there.
Do you know what phone specifically you are going to get him?
No, I have no idea. I'm going to go talk to the cell phone company and, you know, I'm going to go in and go, okay, let's talk about plans, adding a line, what's the best route, and then I will decide the whole plan. But it's happening before he goes back to school. So
they do have child, quote unquote, child friendly phones that aren't like an iPhone or an Android.
I know this,
like the Fireflies kind of thing.
Everyone lectures me on this, and they're like, "Well, there's watches," and I'm like, "He had a watch. That's a whole other story. It wasn't an Apple Watch. It was a watch. He wasn't ready. He wasn't responsible enough. This was a few years ago, and he stopped using it, and it broke. And that's a whole other topic. So he's ready now, I think, for the phone. And if he loses it, I'm gonna go crazy.
Better get that insurance. What you mean?
Oh, there
that
will be.
That insurance there is worth be. It. And another piece of advice, not that you don't already know.
No, tell me.
Get him the biggest case possible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the chunkiest, the brickiest. Don't get him that sleek little something that we got on our phones. Get him that ugly old case
so
you know that thing is indestructible.
Sleek on our phones. You read that OtterBox, okay? I have an OtterBox because I dropped mine
That's
so much.
Still sleek, though.
Well, they got smaller.
You remember the old chunky one that we used to have for the OtterBox? Get him one of those. <I'd be
laughs>
get
like,
him the old
deal
joint.
With it, bud.
Uh-huh.
All right. Coming up, Am I the Jerk? It involves a wife who wrote in because her husband was secretly reading her Facebook messages.
Oh.
Wait till you hear this story, though, and why he was doing it next. Am I the Jerk? Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Julie wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her husband read her Facebook messages.
All right.
Listen to the story. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for being mad at my husband? He was on our home computer last night, and apparently my Facebook page was running in the background while he was doing some Google searches. My sister started messaging me because she needed to vent, quote unquote, about some issues at home. My husband comes into my room after my conversation with my sister, and he starts asking me all sorts of questions about our conversation. He doesn't say, sorry, your messages were coming up when I was on the computer, or sorry, I read your conversation. He wants me to explain our conversation because his name came up. There was nothing negative said about him. But am I the jerk because I think this was completely rude and an invasion of my and my sister's privacy? He deletes all of his texts and emails, and I've never questioned him about it. But now he does this to me?
I mean,
Julie.
Well,
all right. Well, where do I start? Well, how do you feel? Like, would you be mad if your wife read your Facebook messages if you left them open?
No. I couldn't care less.
What if it was with one of your homies?
I still couldn't care less.
And you're talking about drama. Nothing.
I'd probably be telling her about it anyway. I'd be spilling the tea.
Yeah.
Nah, man. You know what? I'm going to lean towards not the jerk on this one because she left her stuff open. She didn't close out, and it sounds like they're using a common computer, right? So if you're, I guess, worried about somebody reading your messages, close out of your stuff. Exit out of your account. Don't leave yourself so easily hacked. Straight up.
Well, then you think she is the jerk for being mad at him. You think it's on her, right?
Oh, what did I say? Not the jerk?
Not the
okay.
jerk.
Then yes.
She is
the jerk for
being
mad.
For leaving it open.
She left it open. She left it up. If the husband's using the computer and is saying bing, 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 message, bing, bing, like clearly it's a hot conversation.
Yeah.
Who's not nosy? And gonna go, ooh, do we all know? Should we have closed out of the window? Probably. Did
you know,
we?
No. It's funny to me. Like, there's two types of couples, and I've learned this even with dating. The couples that are open and honest and best friends and tell each other everything, like you and Aaron. Like, you don't care because your wife already knows the stories. Like, if something's happening, your wife secretly knows it. Even if nobody knows, she knows it probably. And then you got the couples that don't tell each other anything. They don't want you looking at their phone. They don't want you reading their messages. And it's, like, completely a disconnect to me at times with these couples.
Right.
And I'm like, who cares? It's your partner that you live with every day of your life, and you can't tell him what was in a Facebook message with your friend?
I mean,
I don't know.
You're talking to your sister, too. Like, that's technically his sister now, too. It's all one big family thing. And if y'all are spilling tea and he just happens to get a sip and wants to know the rest of the details, why wouldn't you tell? I mean, his name came up.
Yeah.
He's basically going, so what are y'all, what's going on? I need more details. What's the context?
Right.
Give me the context of the conversation.
Everything.
Tell me everything.
Why are you talking without me?
Julie wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her husband read her Facebook messages with her sister. All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. DZ said, Julie's a jerk because she left it all open on a common computer that everyone uses.
What'd you expect?
Yeah. A communal computer.
There you
That's
go.
That's what I was trying
communal.
To say. Not common. I was like, common is not the word.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, Julie left her Facebook open, started messaging with her sister, having a deep convo. Her husband read it and then came in and wanted to know all about it. She's like, I'm mad at him for reading my Facebook messages.
Boy, being nosy.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones immediately and find out what people think. Emma is calling from Cudahy this morning. Emma, good morning.
Morning.
Well, Julie wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her husband read her Facebook messages. What do you think?
She is not the jerk because it's a common mistake for people to leave their stuff open. And he has no right going through her stuff and looking through it and questioning her conversation when her sister needed to let out that her feelings.
Oh, so this is an interesting take because technically you're invading not the wife, the sister's privacy.
Yeah.
That's who's getting invaded here because at the end of the day, it's your wife. I'm sorry.
True.
You should
true,
know a
true.
Lot about her. But the sister...
That's an interesting point. I mean, of course, it's a common mistake, and you should be a decent person and just close the window out, but when you nosy...
Right.
Which I totally wouldn't have... I would have totally looked. I've had people leave their email and stuff open. I've looked. Yeah. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Of course I looked. Are you kidding me? Come on.
But Emma's going, not the jerk, man. That's an invasion of privacy, and he should have respected that boundary, not just for his wife, but for her sister especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Emma, thanks for calling.
Nice.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Have a good day. Later.
Tanya, who has her own theme song, because she called 5 days in a row. Tanya's in Kenosha this morning. Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is Julie the jerk for being mad her husband read those Facebook messages?
Yeah. Didn't even finish. Yeah.
That's not an invasion of privacy. It's a pop-up. It's right there. It's a whole other thing that he deletes and closes everything out. But if she didn't close it out, that's not his fault. It just pops up right there. And honestly, between husband and wife, almost what isn't shared, right?
That's true. What I mean. When people are like, don't want to tell stuff, I'm like, what is that? Why?
Nowadays, people are sharing whole Facebook profiles, social medias. They got joint accounts. Mm-hmm. They share emails. But y'all literally share a home and a life together. Y'all are sharing everything.
Well, that's when it gets weird, when they are sharing a life and a home, but nothing else. That's when it gets weird, honestly.
No, that's true. That's very true.
If I can be frank about it, even though my name's Allie, but you know what I mean.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, DZ. All right, Tanya, I always love your point of views. She says, jerk.
Yeah, no reason to be mad about it, man.
Bet.
Thanks, Tanya. Have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Later.
Split down the middle right now. Emma and Cudahy said not a jerk. Tanya and Kenosha said jerk. Let's go to Christine in Racine, and that rhymes.
The tiebreaker. Good morning, Christine.
Hey.
Good morning. I think she's a jerk. I think she's overreacting about it. Unless she has something to hide, who cares?
Yeah. It's free game, right? Mm-hmm.
Let the man read the Facebook messages. Who cares?
Yeah.
What are you hiding?
You left it open. It was popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anyone's gonna look.
Anyone.
Well, and honestly, if you have something that private,
right,
you should be paranoid about making sure it's not open on communal computers where other people use them, if you're that worried about it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, Frank, now that we're talking.
Yes, DZ. Tell me.
No, Allie and Christine. So, let me put it to you like this, too. Now that I'm thinking about it a little further, had it been something so detailed or so deep, maybe so confidential, the wife had every bound to go, I'm not comfortable sharing that because that's not for mine to share. The sister still has her own private life. Anything that she didn't want to elaborate on, she simple as that. Hey, I'm not elaborating on that out of respect for my sister.
Yeah.
Boom. Story done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Absolutely. So that's it. That's jerk then.
Yo, jerk for sure.
I love it.
Have a good day, Christine.
Bye, Christine.
Yeah, bye.
Two jerks, one not a jerk. That's it.
Dang.
Sorry, Julie.
Julie,
you got to let him read the Facebook messages if you're going to leave it open, because what are you hiding to begin with?
Might as well log it in on his phone.
All right, coming up next, big stuff. Jonas Brothers coming to town in November. We've got your tickets. Don't go anywhere. Less than 5 minutes away, your chance to win. Kiss FM. What'd you say? I was dancing. I wasn't listening. I had my headphones on.
What? I almost missed it. I was dancing, too. That's what I said. I was like, oh, I got to remember. I'm working.
Every time you hear some of those old school jams like DMX right there, we are celebrating 50 years of hip-hop at Kiss FM.
Woo!
So you're going to hear all kinds of songs like that, and we're just taking us back to last 50 years, August 11th.
Don't tell me.
50-year anniversary.
When we at Luda, we're going to be celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. Mm-hmm.
Ludacris at the State Fair will be there. But right now, we're talking about the Jonas Brothers at the Pfizer Forum.
Oh.
They're coming November 20th to Milwaukee. It's happening, and we've got your tickets. You can't even buy them until tomorrow. They're not even on sale yet. You're getting these before anybody else.
It's not even a pre-sale. It's not even a code. You are just winning. Come on, catch a dub today, man.
Let's go. Caller 33, you are hopefully going to the Jonas Brothers. 414-533-1037. That is the phone number. You got to dial one before that now.
Make sure.
Which I learned. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Somebody's going to see the Jonas Brothers when they come to town in November. They're going to be at the Pfizer Forum, and we've got your tickets. You can't even buy them till tomorrow.
I know.
How about that?
That's great. I'm excited for the somebodies.
Jeez. Yeah. Crystal's in Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
Going good. What you up to in Shorewood, in Shorehood?
I'm driving to work.
Nah, okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a vet tech.
Nice.
Aww, that's so nice.
Taking care of the pups and the cats and all the birdies and whatnot.
Well, I always ask everybody one question. You have to get it right to win the tickets.
Do you think? No, you don't.
You don't have to get it right, but I'll make fun of you if you don't. Okay. The question today is about the Jonas Brothers. Is all three, not the fourth. We're not talking about Frankie. This isn't a trick question.
Ain't no worried about Frank.
Kevin, Nick, Joe. Do all of the Jonas Brothers have kids?
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Hey, yo! You're going to the Jonas Brothers!
Yes! Well, Nick and his wife just had their baby.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Kevin and Danielle had their own reality show, so they have two kids now.
Mm.
And then Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie Turner, right?
Yeah. Actress, Game of Thrones, all that stuff. Yep.
They welcomed two daughters as well in 2020 and 2022. Aww. So they all have children, from little kids to now they're dads. Here we are.
Wow.
Look at that.
Watch them grow up, and now we're going to watch them in November at the Pfizer. Let's go, Crystal.
Crystal, hold on. We're going to get your info. You're going to the show.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Same time tomorrow. Last chance before they go on sale to win these Jonas Brothers tickets. So you better be here. That's all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Get into work. You got 9 minutes. Kiss FM.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ugh, how much time do you have? This is getting awkward. I mean, it was already awkward, the Lizzo story, but now it's more awkward because yesterday I saw a lot of people coming out and not having Lizzo's back. Sometimes when this stuff happens with celebrities, people will be like, you know what? Don't believe it, or this isn't right, or something's off.
Hearsay.
No, Beyonce pulled Lizzo's name from her show. I mean, that's how much people are not supporting Lizzo in this whole story. Three backup dancers suing her in a lawsuit claiming that they were sexually harassed, that there was a hostile work environment, that they were held against their will when they weren't allowed to leave. Not in like instances, like you're working, you're not leaving.
Nobody was kidnapped. But 12-hour auditions after already having made it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were saying, you know, it was not good. And then a former director who had worked with her came out yesterday, a woman, said she was arrogant, self-centered, and unkind. That was what, I mean, so it was not a good day for Lizzo.
No, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. And so she spoke out this morning about the allegations.
I ain't seen nothing. What'd she say?
Well, she said, I am not the villain. Of course, she denied everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I am not the villain that people in the media have portrayed me to be. She said, as an artist, I've always been passionate about what I do. I take my music and my performances seriously because at the end of the day, I only want to put out the best art that represents me and my fans. And she said, with passion comes hard work and high standards. Sometimes I have to make hard decisions, but it's never my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable or like they aren't valued as an important part of the team. She said she's not here to be looked at as a victim, but she said, I also know I'm not the villain that people in the media have portrayed me to be. The last 4 days, I'm very open with my sexuality and expressing myself, but I cannot accept or allow people to use that openness to make me out to be something I am not.
This sounds like she isn't really denying anything, but also saying, but it's not like you think.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think here's... Listen.
I'm listening.
I've met Lizzo, and she's... cold.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay.
One way of, and I thought, she's just nervous. That was my first thought when I met her, was she's, I don't know, the first interview she's ever done since Truth Hurts made it big. She's nervous.
Okay, right.
But then other people met her. And they didn't say very nice things. I thought, come on, like maybe it's just, you know, because everybody has bad moments.
True, true.
But I kept hearing another one and another one. And another, she was rude. And then you hear the director say she's unkind and self-centered and arrogant. Kind of these things that I was trying to dismiss as nervous.
Just nervous, yeah.
I don't know what to think anymore. And Beyonce pulls her name out of her show last night. She normally has all these women flashing, and she didn't say Lizzo, and it was obvious to everyone that it made the internet
right.
That Beyonce had stopped saying Lizzo's name after this lawsuit.
I did see that.
So nobody's really got her back. That's bad. So I'm saying, even if she had a bad day here and there, usually somebody comes to your defense around you in the industry, and this is not looking.
It would have happened by now if somebody was coming to her defense. I'm not going to lie. This just got more curious, though, because Now I'm interested to see whether this just goes away and disappears in a couple weeks, or if this is going to be basically the topic for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right? Well, she spoke out finally, and we're going to watch it, and we'll keep you updated. Oof. Happy first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, everybody.
Woo!
It's time.
Gonna get you a cream puff.
Mm-hmm. We'll be out there tomorrow night for Shaggy and Salt-N-Pepa. We'll be out there a week from today for the cream puff contest. DZ's going to win at 11 a.m.
Future champ.
If you want to come watch. And we'll be out there again for Ludacris a week from tomorrow as well.
We got a lot of fair going down.
And
G.
I'm taking my kids separately on another day. So
exactly.
We're going to be fairing it up like crazy.
It'll be fairly awesome. But
You like that? I did. What's that smell? The fair.
I was going to say, excuse me.
I didn't say
me.
It was good. I said it was a smell. And I'm going.
I love all the smells of the fair. Yes, even the cows.
I was like, even the cow manure?
Even the cows. It's nostalgic to my days in Sheboygan, Wisconsin for college. You know, we practice in the cornfield. There's a lot of cows around.
It smells like... So basically, the poop smells like home for you.
It's a nostalgic home.
I smell poop.
Wisconsin. Stop.
All right, I'm kidding. No, but the Wisconsin State Fair does kick off today. We are going to have a special guest on the show very shortly, but you're going to have to wait about 10 minutes for that and find out who it is. I'm excited to have this person on the show. Yesterday, though, at this time, I talked about how I got asked to play in a beach volleyball league tonight at Bradford Beach.
Right. And we decided you're not playing. We flipped a coin. We did all that.
Right. Because I was like, I don't know. This is like hardcore. Are these people serious?
Exactly.
Are they going to get mad if I'm not serious? Do I have the endurance to play volleyball
on a beach? Stamina?
I mean, am I even in the shape? I'm going to my trainer today at the Princeton Club.
You're working out.
I was like, I'm going to be like, Erica, is this stupid that I'm like working out with you and then going to play all these four volleyball games.
Wait.
And I said I'd do it.
Wait.
I'm in.
You said you're playing?
I'm in.
Dog, you didn't listen to my advice whatsoever.
It was really stupid. I know.
Why'd we flip a coin, Allie?
I don't know. Because, I don't listen. This is nothing new.
I should have known you were playing.
Damn it. But I figured, instead of joining, because remember, the first day it was like, do you want to join the whole league? And I went, no.
Nah.
So to ask me to fill in one time, okay, now I'm just going for the experience and it'll be fun.
I thought you were joining the squad.
Hell no, I'm a sub.
You're an alternate.
And don't call me again after tonight, even if I have fun. I'll just be there after.
I'm a sub and sub me out ASAP.
Yeah, I was like, I like new experiences. I've never played volleyball down at Bradford Beach. What the hell?
And you've never played organized volleyball, like on a team?
I mean, I played at barbecues and family get-togethers.
Okay, but not a team, no jerseys, nothing like that.
They tried to recruit me in high school. I'll never forget because I'm 6 feet tall. And all high school, the volleyball coach would come up and go, Allie, do you want to join the team this year? And I'd be like, no, I'm fine with basketball and everything else I do.
Yeah.
Then next year, Allie, do you want to join volleyball this year? And I hated their
outfits.
I hated their outfits. It wasn't the sport. I hated the outfits. I didn't want to wear it. They had like nothing to the outfits back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day.
So it's funny. You talk about women and body issues. Like the outfit is part of what made me not want to play.
Honestly, I kind of felt the same about wrestling when I was first starting out. Yeah.
So I'm
man.
Not that strange for feeling that way about an outfit making me not want to do a sport.
No, 100%. This is actually a really common thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people have been restricted on what they want to do because of the outfit. Mm-hmm. I had some friends that quit band, marching band, because they didn't want to wear the crazy outfit, huge top hat, really hot overcoat.
That's actually a great point, too. There are a lot of things where it's the outfit makes you not participate.
Yep.
And volleyball, it wasn't even booty shorts. It was like underwear. That's what the type of outfits they had, like big, great. And I'm like, I'm not wearing granny panties with my jersey.
What they
like,
call them? Spanx. The Spanx.
I would actually wear biker shorts.
Okay.
But it was the...
It was the low cut or the high cut, more
like
high waisted.
They weren't even booty shorts. They were underwear.
They look like underwear. A swimsuit. Right.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I was like, I'm not wearing that for a whole volleyball game. And you, same thing with wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Them singlets, dog, that just felt a little too tight.
I didn't even think about that guys might have the same issues with certain outfits.
You get used to it quick, though, just because I'm like, man, I ain't want nobody staring at my nether regions. I don't need that. I don't need that kind of attention. Thank you. No, thank you.
Well, tonight, it really doesn't matter. I can wear a t-shirt and...
basketball shorts.
Sweatpants for all I care.
It's hot.
I'm not wearing sweatpants to play volleyball, but I could wear whatever I want. So I'm playing tonight.
What time's your first game?
9 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lie. I lied because I don't want anybody to watch. I lied. It's not 9. I just want everyone to show up when I'm gone.
So 9 p.m. is when it ends. Got it.
Correct. Come at 9.
Don't have me be in there as soon as we end the show. I'll go wait for you.
Don't make me all of a sudden feel sick at 3 in the afternoon. Oh. Because that could happen, too, where you agree to something and then you go, never mind. I know I agreed to this when I was in a good mood. Change my mind.
Well, hey, I always reserve the thought. And what I said, we got that thing at that place with that person at that time.
Exactly.
So if you always need a backup.
I'll let you know tomorrow if it went okay or if I made a fool of myself. Probably going to be that.
Spikes all day. Spikes and spikes only.
I'm probably going to be drinking, and they're going to hate having me on the team, and that they're never going to ask me again.
Oh, so it's just going to be spiked, not spikes.
It's called self-sabotage, Steezy. That's what it's called.
I ain't mad at
Don't
you.
Don't ask me again.
I ain't mad at
all
you,
right,
fam.
All right, coming up next, we do have a very special guest joining us. Very excited about this person to come on the show, and it involves you, Deezy.
What's a dear friend of the show now? Aww. We just going to call it what it is.
And I'm very excited. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and Deezy, live from the AdamDeputy.com. Studios.
Wepa.
Good morning, DZ. Happy first day of the Wisconsin State Fair.
Man, I can't believe I had almost forgotten that it was. Thankfully, you said something, because we busy. We got stuff to do. We going to be at the fair a lot.
A lot. We have been very busy, and you've been very busy as well, haven't you?
I'm a little busy. Look got a lot you. Of things going on.
Look at you on the side doing all the side stuff, surprising everybody.
You got to keep a side hustle.
I'm looking at you right now. I see you with the side hustle. I'm looking at you right now.
I mean, yeah, well, we're face to face.
Nope, I'm looking at you on the website.
On the website?
On the Spearhead Conversations website. Because welcome to the show, everybody. He's a friend of the show, and I'm excited to have him back on. Xavier Mercado, the host of Spearhead Conversations, where he focuses on local people in the Milwaukee area.
Yep.
He gives it life. Xavier, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey.
I'm looking right now because DZ, right on the front page of your website here, I see the interview is up and it's done.
Oh, definitely. We had to keep him in the mix, man. Mm-hmm. How can you talk about Milwaukee without DZ over here?
Man, appreciate
DZ,
you,
DZ, how did it go? What were your thoughts? So, and how did all this happen? Tell me everything.
Well, first off, again, just got to say big thank you to Xavier and his team. We own Spearhead Conversations. He's the host. He's the founder. He's the OG of it. And you got the chance to talk to him. So when he asked me to also join the conversation, I went, oh, snap, man, I felt honored. So to be a part of that and to see how not just him, but how the people that he works with dedicated, how hardworking and how precise they are with everything they do. Man, I throughout the interview went, I really hope that this is something substantial, man, because I don't want to be lame because they got all the bells and whistles. They got all the cameras. They got all the air horns. He was ready to go, brought the kit. He was fitted. And I was just thinking, I hope I actually do a good interview because now I'm a little nervous, man. Xavier had me nervous. I ain't even going to cap.
How was the interview? What'd you think, Xavier?
No, the interview was great, you know, and you were a natural. I always say, like, in the beginning, people are always a bit nervous, but as we go through, it's just a conversation and learning of DZ's story, you know, just through how he's interned and working late nights and into his internship and just the journey in general of how he came through the ranks through 103.7. Traveling from Colombia. I mean, it's inspiring. I'm so grateful he came on and shared his story.
Well, and I remember when I sat down with Xavier, him saying, I'm just listening to Kiss one day, and I heard this guy scream, Weppa! and how much it meant to Xavier, as someone who's Puerto Rican, to hear you, DZ, like, you know, scream out Weppa on the air. That was something you hadn't really seen a lot of or heard a lot of on Kiss. It was nice, you know? And so, and Xavier did tell me he was shocked by your story. He didn't realize you literally came from Colombia at the age of 3. Like, you are an immigrant.
My parents, too, but I came to this country. I was not born originally here, and that was one of the things that we did talk about, that representation, because hearing huepa, you got to teach some people what huepa means, right?
I never heard it before you started screaming.
For sure, definitely.
Yeah. But in the culture, you know exactly what huepa means, and it's kind of that mesh and that cohesion that
it's
feels
pride,
like it's happening.
Man.
It's the pride.
It's
and now
pride. Man,
being able to share that with other people, like share my pride for our culture, it's amazing. And being able to share it on a podcast with somebody that understands it, you know, realistically, Mercado, you know that last name, boy, he be saying web by himself.
Hey, DZ, can I do something for you?
What's the word, man?
Can I do something for you?
What up? He got the air horn on already.
Oh, I love it. Xavier Mercado, he's the host of Spearhead Conversations. That's who we're talking to. We've had him on the show before. I love him. He's a friend of the show. And now this week, his podcast with DZ has dropped, and people can learn so much about you.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. Give my little backstory. My mom and dad watched it.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Respectively, separately. You know, my dad called me separate. My mom called me and said, we saw the interview. Aww. Oh, because I didn't, like, send it to them. You know, I'm very reserved when people are talking about me. I'm like, I get all shy. So I didn't necessarily share it right away.
Yeah.
They didn't need to share it. They saw it. They got it. They're on tune. And they went, he did such a great job. They weren't even giving me props. They were giving Xavier props, going like, he's really great. Asked so many good questions. He kept it going. Oh, is this? So let me just tell you right now, you got two new fans and my parents, ex.
Hey, man. You know, I just hope that, you know, I cherish everyone that comes on. And, you know, the number one thing is representing them in the most positive light. They're a representation of our city. They're a representation of the good people out here. So, you know, that means the world to me when I hear things like that, because, you know, this is this little vision that started off from something so small and is just built up to what it's become. It's a definite blessing. So tell your parents I said thank you and wepa.
Hey, yes, sir.
Well, spearheadmke.com is your new website for Spearhead Conversations. Congratulations on that, Xavier.
Yeah.
We're very happy
definitely
for you.
Got the big hub. So anyone wants to stay up with the latest interviews, man, that is the place to go.
Well, you're a Milwaukee native visuals. And you feature the very best of southeastern Wisconsin. You say that right on your website, but that's what Xavier does. He took off. He's been interviewing people locally, and it's great. What's up, DZ?
Watching it snowball has been beautiful, because it's a snowball in the best way. But, I mean, call it self-centered, but I do want to ask you a question about our interview, Xavier, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of our interview? I wanted to ask you, you know, but I got a little shy, so now I'm going to do it on air so I can't be shy. What was your favorite part of our interview, man?
I think when you were talking about your family and the parties, you know, how on one level were the parents and the next level were the kids.
Yep.
And I really related to that because I'm Boricua and I'm Puerto Rican and proud. And, you know, that was my childhood growing up. Mm-hmm. Family parties, you know, we always got together, arroz con bichuela, pernil, the whole nine yards, acapulco, like, but it was like the parents go off, do their thing. The parents go off and do their own thing. And then us kids, you know, we had our own thing going on. So that definitely hit home a lot with that part of the interview. But, you know, I think the greatest part is just like your story of how you guys came over here. I mean, it's that right there. It speaks so much volume. And with that, you know, just how you adapted to being fluent Spanish to learning, you know, learning English, man, it's been a journey for you. So I love the interview, man. Like, you, believe me, you inspired me in so many ways throughout the interview.
It's true. DZ has a fascinating story.
And we're going to keep sharing.
We're going to keep sharing it. And I'm glad you got to use it, spotlight it and highlight it on your podcast, Spearhead Conversations. He asked you what your favorite part. I'm going to ask this one last question then to DZ. What was your favorite part of the interview?
My favorite part of
your favorite question.
Ooh, yeah. So my favorite question, it has to do with kind of like the musical influence, because it made me have to think about it. And it's kind of piggybacking off of what Xavier was just saying, those family parties. I grew up with such a different dynamic because my family didn't listen to the quote unquote American music. Mm-hmm. We listened to very Latino music. So I had to find some of this music, you know, through other means, through friends, other family. And when the two meshed, my world just exploded. Yeah. That made me realize, like, I was really out here listening to whatever at any time. A 6-year-old me had no reason loving to listen to, you know, The Temptations or Jorge Celedon, and then bouncing to System of a Down and then going back to Ludacris. Like, I was everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was uncommon. But then sharing that, it made me realize how common it actually probably was for a lot of kids that look like me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That to combine those different types of music. Yeah. And then find what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where all these subgenres come from, man. Like, it just people love what they love, and then boom, fire hits.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Xavier. You know, we'd talk to you all day if we could.
You already know.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all love with y'all. Y'all know y'all family now, man. And I truly, every time, you know, bringing me on here, or, you know, just talks outside of the podcast and everything, I just appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys because, I mean, for real, let's put it down. Y'all the voice of the city. So definitely,
thank you.
I do appreciate you. And thank you again. DZ, you know, I've labeled you, I often joke to the friends, but you Wepa King, bro.
Yeah.
You the Wepa King, dog.
I love it.
Hey, Xavier said it, not me.
You know what? We joke, but it's not a joke about the influence you can have on this city, on this radio station, and this show. And DZ will have that influence at the end of the day, no matter what anybody says.
Y'all better stop gassing me up.
So when you see other white people like me going, "Wepa," it's only because of DZ.
That's
great. No, thanks again, Xavier.
No, guys, thank you. And, you know, as usual, you got my line. And in the future, I might be reaching out. Who knows?
Hey, don't let the future be too far. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hit us up, bro. We got you.
Definitely. Thank you again.
Of course. Appreciate you, man. Go listen, or you can watch DZ's podcast interview with Xavier Mercado, Spearhead Conversations. Go to their website or find them on social media. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, you can go to our website and try to win a trip to see the Jonas Brothers, and you get to pick where you're going.
Dog, we're already giving you tickets all week, and now on top, a little secret, you can win a trip to go see them somewhere else.
We have two ways to win Jonas Brothers tickets on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Who else got two ways?
We do.
Exactly.
7:45 every single day this week. Tomorrow's your last chance. And they're not even on sale yet, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So you're welcome.
Double.
We say it like we bought the tickets and put them out on the radio.
They don't got to know we didn't. I put my credit card down. Yeah, I paid for these tickets.
Right? What's your security code?
Hey, chill.
The back.
What's the CVV?
What's your expiration date as well? Can you throw those up?
Ask my wife. She knows more than I do.
Of course she does.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.